Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So I'm in an awkward spot here right now with my dad. If you're a new Burt Show listener, let me just give you the quick history here. My dad and I have always had sort of a tumultuous relationship. It's a very controlling dude. He, at least recently as a year ago, we really had a heart-to-heart because I'm not connected to this dude. I was sort of dismissed by both him and my mom. They just weren't great parents. My dad admits it too. He's never around. Baseball games and vacations, that just wasn't my dad. He just wasn't around. He had a kid and then he did his own thing, right? And so through the years, it's caused a lot of tension between the two of us. And we just, not that we're different people, I just don't know that we even really know each other all that well. But I do know that he's not a great guy. He's gone through a lot of things in his life and he's done a lot of people wrong. Partied really hard. He's just not a great dude. Just not a really great dude. But he is my dad. And I've always said on this show that if you're in an unhealthy relationship with your family, there's always a gravitational pull somehow, some way to remain in contact. At least that is for me. No matter how, I hate to use the word abusive, but in some cases it probably was abusive.
Emotionally,
not physically,
sure.
Yeah, but emotionally, most definitely. And I've told you guys, I've talked to my therapist about this before, that in a lot of cases that she sees, the physical abuse cases are easier to get over than the emotional abuse cases.
Because
you can look back at pictures when you were physically abused and you could say, okay, that's when he beat me or that's when she beat me. There are the bruises. There are the scars. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, there's just some you just don't remember really.
And you can't
there's nothing really
see
like
him,
to point
and,
to.
And you block it out too.
I blocked it out, yeah.
Coping mechanism.
Right.
And I think sometimes with the physical abuse and emotional, they're both horrible, you know. Mm-hmm. I think with emotional, you know, it's hard to know if it's healed, when it's healed, where it is, what it's about. There's so much gray area in your head when it comes to something that may be affecting you. And in some cases, it may not affect you, or certain things about it may not affect you until you're an adult, you know, or certain situations brings out certain things. But I think it's horrible.
And my dad is kind of a sales guy. He's just always gotten by, and he just figures out a way, even if it's not ethically, he just gets by, you know? Anyway, we just have not had a strong relationship. And about a year ago, we just laid it all out. And he basically said to me, like, Burt, you got to get over this because for 20 years now, I've been apologizing to you for being a crappy dad. I know I was a crappy dad. You know I was a crappy dad. What are we going to do with this whole thing? And what he said to me in that conversation made sense. So I've really made more of an effort. And we've connected over the last year. I brought Hayden out to Vegas, you remember?
Yeah.
Which is my son. So now he's had some experience with his grandson. And we talk on the phone probably now once a week. So it's probably better than it has been in 20-something years, 25, 30 years.
Wow.
That said, it's a little easy because he's out in Las Vegas and I'm here in Atlanta. So I can dabble in this and there's really not too much risk involved.
Mm-hmm. Everything is easier when a plane flight's required to see each other.
Totally. So I'm on the phone with him last week and he says to me, or 2 weeks ago, and he says, you know, his wife and he are just done with Vegas. They don't want to be there anymore and they want to move. And his wife's suggestion was to move to Atlanta. Thank you. He said that he has this really burning desire to be around his grandkids now, and he really wants to see them grow up. So she had the idea to move to Atlanta, and he ran it by me last week. And I've been struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a tough, tough decision. And I know it's very difficult for people in this room to fully understand the thought process, because I think the knee-jerk reaction if you're in a healthy relationship is you do whatever you can to help your parents. If they need the help, you just do it. As a kid, if you need help, your parents are supposed to be there and vice versa. Well, When you're in a dysfunctional family like I am, those decisions are way, way tougher, and you sort of have to attack them at every different angle. And that's really what I've done the last couple of weeks. Like, I don't feel real connected to them. I started to think that this is going to be, I hate to use burden when it comes to talking about your parents, but my dad's health is really, really bad. He's definitely on the downside. I mean, we're talking about emphysema. We're talking about him having to be in a wheelchair on, you know, for any kind of long walks or anything like that. And all of that is going to fall on me if he moves out here. And I know what you're thinking. Well, you're the son. That's the way it's supposed to be. I don't have the connection to want to do that.
It's going to fall on you wherever he is, dude.
It's a lot different, though, man, if I have to deal with things from here to California or Vegas than it is here. And the expectation.
Do you feel like you would have to hire a nurse eventually for your dad? Probably full-time care anyway?
I'm not really sure. I don't know.
And
probably.
If that were the case and he lived in Vegas, would you pay for it?
If I lived where he does. And
no,
he,
I'm sorry. I asked that incorrectly. If he lived in Vegas and you stay here and he needed a nurse full time, is that something you would pay for?
I probably would, yeah.
And you would feel probably the same way if he lived here.
Yes, but it's different if he lives here.
Okay.
877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. But it's not just that. It's also like, I'm not sure where his head is at. Like I told you guys, I've never trusted him. Most people don't trust my dad. He's kind of a sales guy. And I'm not sure that he's just using the kids as an excuse to make sure that I take care of him in these last 10 years. I'm also not really sure that his wife, I don't know what her intention is, because there was a time when I was in Vegas taking care of him the last time he got sick, and she confided in me and she said, you know what? Had he not gotten sick, I was thinking about taking off. So is she dropping him off in Atlanta and then taking off?
Maybe.
So then, again, that's my total responsibility there. And if his expectation is that he's going to come on out, we're going to be this great family, he's going to be at the house all the time, and I'm going to be driving him here to there, I just don't have the time and don't have – honestly, I don't have the connection.
Connection with him. Well, how does your wife feel about it?
And let me just say this about connection also. Like, if this was Stacy's mom or Stacy's dad, I would feel totally different. If Stacy's dad got sick today, he can move into my basement right now, and it would be no problem. Stacy's mom got sick, no problem. Come on in. We'll take care of you. I have no problem doing that whatsoever.
So instead of saying you don't have the time, you don't have this, you have the time. It's just you don't want to give the time maybe to your dad.
Yeah, in some ways, this may sound weird. I just don't feel like my parents have earned it. I mean, just because your parents doesn't mean that you've earned the right to that.
Agreed.
I was talking to somebody the other day that was saying that even in the best case circumstances, when we get to a certain age and our parents get to a certain age, there's so much tension surrounding taking care of your parents in the best case scenarios, like sisters and brothers arguing about it. One gives too much. One doesn't give enough.
Yeah, you always compare yourself to the people in the room, but that is a hard decision for anybody. And there's family drama. I mean, it's not as cruel in some cases as it is in others, but there's certainly elderly parents are – it's a tough decision for everybody in any family.
And the second part of this, because I pretty much have said all that stuff before, is I talked to Stacy about it over the weekend thinking she was going to go, are you out of your mind? Because they haven't had a great relationship, because she holds dislike for him because the way he treated me my whole life. So I'm
defensive.
Even more forgiving than my wife is, right? And she was open to the idea.
What'd she say?
Because family, right? Like, yeah. She has this mentality about family, and he's not going to last.
And she also said that, you know, if his intentions are pure, are you going to be able to live with making the decision that you didn't give him the opportunity to know his grandkids growing up? So that's really where we're at with that.
Tremendously forgiving of her, you know?
Tremendously forgiving. So I'm not really sure where to go with the whole thing. I really am not. Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Bert. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say I understand your situation completely, but I would definitely give your kids the opportunity to have a relationship with their grandfather, because grandparents are always different with their grandchildren than they are with their kids.
They can do that from a bit of a distance. Does he have to live right down the street in order to have a relationship with his grandkids?
Well, I mean, you know, you said he may be, you know, at the end of the road, and if he's far away, you're going to have to make that trip, and it's not going to be a real relationship, especially to a young kid. So I think they'd be missing out.
Because as I stand right now, I'm like 10% to say yes and 90% against it.
Really?
Yeah. I just think it's a stress that would be a huge stress between Stacy and I, inevitably, and between me and I just don't know where I would find. I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, let's talk about if he was in Atlanta, and let's talk about his condition, because he's not somebody that you and Stacey could be the caretakers of at a certain point. I mean, or would you? Because I'm thinking, is it a case in which he would stay with you guys or be near you, or is it a case where he would be in an assisted living facility because he is physically so ill?
In the future, I don't know.
And that you would be in a separate space, you'd just be in the same town, but you don't want to be in the same town.
I can't imagine him living in our house. I mean, we're talking about a year of not getting in fights. You know, I've seen my dad once still in a year. Like, I just don't feel like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't recommend we've turned him the corner moving on, to your house.
No.
I don't think that's a good idea.
And I think that's hard for anybody, because being a caretaker of someone who is sick is a huge, huge, huge... It's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah. Hey, George, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Bert, I'm good. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I think... Probably subconsciously, your dad is just trying to reach out. He has nobody else to turn to. And for him, the last straw is, well, Bert will always be there to take care of me.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel. I mean, he's at the end, like you said, he's gone through a lot. He's got ailments and so forth. So who else is he going to turn to for that emotional support or, like you said, for a caregiver? And you probably are the only one he has in mind.
Yeah, but that, I mean, the amount of pain that he's inflicted on me and my family over the years doesn't feel justified for me being able to just throw all that away and say, yeah, sure, just move on down the street and everything's going to be fine.
Mm. I've had the honor of listening to your story for the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first time you told this story, I was like, man, this dude, he needs to, you know, get in touch with his dad. But eventually, as you went on and on, I can understand. I mean, I'm African, and in our tradition, when the parents go older, or the moment you start to work, mm-hmm. we've got the relationship, you have to take care of them, whether you like it or not. So in your situation, I think it's tough. I probably would agree with you to say, look, no emotional attachment, sayonara, goodbye. But, you know, to each his own, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not even saying goodbye. I'm just saying there's got to be something better than you living down the street.
What about in a different part of Georgia? There's a whole bunch of assisted living facilities around it. What if he was like 2 hours away, or he moved an hour away? Or
how about so South Georgia that it's Florida?
What about a farm? What if you just drop him off at a farm?
What? I'll see you in a week, Pop.
I do think it would be good.
Here's a tent?
No, just put him in a farm, because they'll take him in and put him in the barn and stuff.
Here's Rosalind. Rosalind thinks I'm being heartless. Hey, Rosalind, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
But I have to admit, Bert, I feel like you're being really heartless. I mean, he never said that he wanted to come and have you take care of him. He just wanted to move out there and try to have a relationship with your family. And, you know, I feel like you're taking on a responsibility that he hasn't even asked you to take on. Why can't he just come out there and really do what he said he wants to do, which is have a relationship with you?
Well, because he's not capable altogether of taking care of himself. And like I said, also, you have to know, that my dad has always just sort of been this guy, that he'll use people in order to get by. Now, I'm not sure that he's like that in his old age, but I sort of feel like this is his way of just getting by in the last couple of years. I can't trust it. And I'm not the one that built that foundation. That's not on me. That's on my dad.
Right. But you know what? I think you have so much held up inside of you. At some point, you really have to let it go. You know, and I actually tried to justify what you said. But then when you said that you would let your wife's parents mm-hmm. stay at your house with no problems, my heart just dropped, like, whoa, so it's just with him, you know? So, I mean, if it was an aunt or, you know, if it just a person who really needed help, would you do it? You know, I mean,
I just think that it's hard to judge anybody mm-hmm. else for the decision they would make, especially when you haven't been in their shoes. You don't know what it's been like being Bert, growing up with this dad. It really is only your decision to make. I don't think anybody can really give you advice from their own perspective, because we all grew up with very different fathers.
Yeah,
you know?
Very different families. Yeah,
and very different families. And I don't mean like, just well, in the room.
You want my dad?
I mean, every single person listening, you know, you can't judge on how somebody's going to handle it. My best friend never had a relationship with her father, and he, you know, disappeared when she was like 2 years old, and he's come back now as an adult and wants a relationship with her. And she's like, no,
right?
You don't get to do that now, you know, but I would never judge her on her decisions that she's made mm-hmm. because guess what? I don't know what it's like to be her and grow up without her father and then have him come back later. Like, you just don't know how you would be in that situation, because your whole foundation of who you are comes from your parents.
Absolutely.
And comes from your upbringing and your family. So any perspective that anybody has right now on your situation doesn't apply.
Right.
Because they
Unless
didn't grow
been
up.
In the same situation, right?
I mean, and nobody's situation is exactly the same.
I'll take one more call. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on The Voice, Disguiser. Hi.
Hey, I've never called in. I've always been too scared, but I had to call and
stick
up for Bert.
Don't be scared.
I was emotionally abused by one of my parents growing up. I'm 25 now, and I mean, it still affects every holiday, everything. And there's no way. I mean, he's been so hard on you your entire life. No one understands what you've had to go through. Nobody. And I don't think you should do it. It's not fair. Don't put yourself through it. Don't put your kids through it. You know exactly what's going to happen. He's manipulative. You need to give yourself a break. Don't do it. It's just not worth it. No one else understands what you've gone through your whole life.
Thanks for calling.
I think
that was emotional for her.
Mm-hmm. My feedback is that your decision, you can never regret it. Like, whatever decision mm-hmm. you make, because mm-hmm. this is about you, and this is about your life and your journey. And the thing is, if you make a decision, you've got to stick with it. And when he passes away, you can't regret.
Right.
You know? And so and that's all I have to say. I mean, I know I agree with Jen. Nobody can understand each other's situation. But what I do understand is that once they're gone, they're gone. Mm-hmm. So you can't spend that time, you know, mulling over all the, you know, for you to regurgitate this emotional stress of what I could have done or what I should have done, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you're going to have to eventually come to terms with your parents and not let this eat at you so much, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't eating at me until he said he wanted to live down the street. Then started eating pretty quick, real quick. All right, thanks, Jess.
The Bert Show.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change. If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Producer Carl here, man. This is his at mic music. Whenever Carl joins us, this is what we play for him. Sent a pretty interesting article this week. Women, you may want to listen up here. And it basically puts you in one of three different categories that you might be a little confused about, right?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, when I saw the article, it kind of smacked me in the face because guys unconsciously put you in that category automatically. Mm-hmm. I came across an article that says, are you either cute, sexy, or pretty? And anytime you see a woman, well, anytime I see a woman, or me and my friends see a woman, automatically, she's sexy, she's pretty, she's cute. And it just kind of hit me in the face as far as how they described it. Like a like for sexy, it says a lady radiating sexual energy. I didn't think about that, but yeah, I guess that's really what it is.
What you women need to know is that like we have a whole panel of American Idol judges basically in our head, and when we see you instantly,
right,
they are starting to judge.
And well, how do women you define cute?
Cute is something kind of like non-threatening, you know, like kind of fun. Like she's not ugly, but she's non-threat. She's not really sexy or pretty. You wouldn't really get with her unless she tried to approach you, maybe. You probably maybe talk back, but.
This is how the blogger defines cute.
Okay.
Youthful or playful. Maybe she dresses real casual in jeans and tee or keeps her hairstyle basic. Whenever the case, she gives off a vibe that she's more laid back than sophisticated.
Okay.
That's cute. I will give you an example that's in this studio of cute.
Okay.
To me, Wendy is a great example of cute.
Of cute.
Yeah.
In my eyes, right? She just falls right into that category. Right. She's approachable. She's just cute.
Yeah. And I think personality, too. Like, Wendy has a bubbly, cute personality.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think that helps that cuteness.
So what's the difference between cute and pretty?
All right. Well,
because I think all women can say who's sexy, right? We see those sexy images on Maxim magazine. And you know... Yeah, like Angelina Jolie, that's obvious. That's
but she's
sexy.
Not sexy to me.
Really?
Nah.
What is she?
No, she's I wouldn't even say pretty. I don't know. She's
Carl,
borderline cute.
Every other time you come on this show, you make Melissa angry and angry at you.
Because everybody's entitled to their opinion.
That could be the worst thing. That could be the worst insult you've ever said.
Really?
Biggest offense ever, right there. According to this blogger, here is the definition for him for pretty, okay?
Okay.
When it comes to pretty, that's usually a term reserved for a woman with just a stunning face. Someone I could stare at for hours, and here's where he gets a little out there for me. as if her cheekbones were chiseled out of sun-baked marble and her skin glowed like a solar eclipse.
That guy spends a lot of time alone.
Right, that's deep.
Wow, dude.
Okay.
All right, and then what is sexy?
And he says, by the way, that pretty for him would be like a Kelly Rowland or a Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can see.
I agree with Kelly. Gabrielle Union's sexy to me.
And sexy, he says, as expected, a woman that calls her sexy just radiates like a sexual energy. I think you said Rihanna.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. But then which one do you guys
see? I
prefer?
Would think of Rihanna as pretty.
Oh, she's sexy.
Oh, she's sexy because she's got that sexual energy. Yeah.
It's the eyes, too.
And the dudes agree that she's sexy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Megan Fox.
She's
pretty sexy.
That's the Transformer. Yeah, she's sexy.
She's sexy.
Yeah. And, you know, I think sexy has to do a lot with skin, too. When I think of sexy, I think of, like, skin, body parts. Mm-hmm. Like, I think of a nice rump roast, you know, thigh, skin. You know, I start thinking
rump
of skin.
Rump roast.
That is hot.
I'm hungry.
What every woman wants to hear, you got a hot rump roast right behind you.
Jenna's brought some pictures in of some celebrities that she will, she'll run by us, and we will try to define which category they fall into here in a second.
Okay.
Hey, Meredith, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi. I was curious. Well, I will tell you guys, I have a rump, so I guess that you can consider me sexy.
Rose
but
rump.
I've never been accused of being cute, and I think cute does have somewhat to do with your height. I'm 5'10", and I feel like there's some sort of, when I think of cute, I don't know if guys think of this, but there's some sort of petite aspect that goes with that. I'm just curious what you guys think.
Yeah, this blogger said the exact same thing.
Right.
That it does, in some cases, it does have to do with height, for sure.
Yeah.
That puts you in the cute category.
And sexy, too. If you're tall, I think tall helps sexiness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jen, you want to run a couple by us and we'll see if
okay,
we can all get on the same page.
I pulled out a bunch of photos from all of my Entertainment Weeklies, and this is the first one, Marissa Tomei. I'm passing the picture.
She's pretty.
Let me see it.
Some of these are tough.
Oh, Weeds Girl.
Some of these are tough because they can be in one category most of the time, yet still fall into another one from time to time.
She's pretty.
Do you guys have a preference?
I'd go with pretty on her also. We'd all be in agreement on that.
On this, that picture's not sexy to you? That one's pretty.
Yeah, she's sexy, but that's
she's pretty.
Pretty
she's
girl.
In the pretty category. Okay,
she's pretty.
What about...
A guy prefers the woman who pays attention to him.
Okay, what about Eva Mendes?
Sexy.
I don't even need to see
Yeah, keep the picture to yourself. Actually, I'll take the picture.
I'll take it. You want to? I'll take this one.
Yeah, sexy without a doubt. I mean, she radiates the sexiness about her.
Definitely.
Plus, she's done these ads where she's like half naked and stuff, so the image that you have sort of ingrained in your head.
Skin.
Is a sexy skin,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Golden Globe winner Kira Sedgwick?
Mm-hmm, pretty.
So it's pretty like a default category, because I don't think Kelly Rowland or Gabrielle Union's in the default category. They're beautiful.
I think pretty is a default category.
Really?
That sexy is the highest compliment you're saying?
Definitely.
Oh.
Pretty is just that, you know, you're not bad looking. You know, you just, you know, I'll take you. You're pretty.
What are you going with?
Well, Kara Sedgwick. I'll take you. You work. I'll do.
Friend of my mom's.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't think she's attractive at all?
She's attractive, but she doesn't fall into one of those. There's occasionally women who don't fall into those categories. Right. Like, that right there is a woman that my mom would talk to at school.
If I had to put her in one of the categories,
yeah.
Cute.
Okay. Viola Davis.
Who that?
She is cute.
Okay.
Cute. Cute Leonardo girl. DiCaprio, though, that is pretty.
No, he is sexy.
The same age.
That is just sexy.
She didn't do anything for me.
What about iCarly, Carl?
I don't know.
iCarly, oh, boy.
Here's another one.
That's creepy.
But Bert, when you say that, but when you say that she doesn't do anything for you, doesn't it? That makes me think of cute, though.
Not necessarily. She's not even at the cute category.
Okay.
Okay.
Bert doesn't think she's attractive at all. Okay, this girl, Emma Stone, is going to be in a new movie coming out in September called Easy A.
Emma. Oh, yeah. Well, this picture is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I would go cute.
I was thinking cute when I was...
She's cute.
I was trying to categorize these when I was pulling them out of my magazine situation. Oh, the guys are going to say this. Mm-hmm. I've been wrong most of the time.
I'm going with cute.
Cute, okay. Cute. What about Julia Roberts?
I'm just giving it to her. Pretty woman, pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty?
Yeah.
Pretty.
Okay, what about Katy Perry?
Oh, yes. Katy Perry, she's cute to me.
Cute.
Katy Perry is cute. Yeah.
Okay. Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe?
Which one is she? I get them all confused.
She's the one married to Lamar, the Lakers player.
Oh.
She's not attractive.
Yeah.
I don't think she's attractive at all.
She's lucky to be related to Kim.
Now, if you said Kim.
Is that a category?
If you said Kim, I go. Jeff doesn't like her, but I go straight to. She's pretty and sexy.
Yeah,
Kim Kardashian?
Sexy.
And you? Yeah.
She's sexy. I don't find her as attractive as most people do, but she's definitely sexy.
But the younger sister's cute.
She is cute.
The younger
yes.
is cute.
Here's Fred. Good morning, Fred. You're on the Bert Show.
Fred's cute.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really enjoy the show.
Thank you, man. We're trying to give women a better sense of what category they might fall into here.
It's really easy. And if you're looking at cute and pretty, I kind of categorize in the same, any of those words that you use in that manner. But as far as sexy goes, like my wife, she's, to me, dead sexy because she carries herself and she has a lot of just attitude of knowing that she has a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And she just knows exactly how to portray that and being a powerful woman. So that automatically makes her sexy.
So that
and
confidence.
Anytime I go out and see women just out and about, if they're carrying themselves, they know they have a lot to offer. To me, they automatically fall into the sexy category. And I think a lot where the celebrities go is that, yeah, you might be attractive, but if you don't portray that and you don't push that out and know and have everyone know that you have something to offer, you fall into the cute and pretty category to where it's just nice to look at, but there's nothing really there to offer.
Sexy is about attitude, and I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I know his wife. She is sexy.
Definitely.
I'm just kidding.
There's two on this same page. Alicia Keys.
She's sexy, cute, and pretty.
Alicia Keys,
she's
got it
all.
All
the above.
Yeah. She is. She's wrapped up in one perfect little package.
Yeah, she does. She's good.
And then Kristen Davis from Sex and the City.
Cute.
Yeah.
Although her body, I saw her on the cover of Shape magazine, and that put her into the sexy category pretty
she's
quickly.
She's in great shape.
Yeah. Matt, you can be tossed into a different category. Like, you all were talking about things that's underrated as far as women and in the hair smelling good.
Mm-hmm.
That can turn you from cute to sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are simple creatures, aren't we?
Very simple.
What if you have somebody that you have considered sexy, like, for years, but then they smell mildewy one day?
And they go to cute.
They're back down to cute.
You throw them in the shower. That's what you did. You throw them in the shower.
Put some vinegar on them.
Hey, Melissa, I find you hot and all, but I'm wondering if maybe our first date and whatnot could be at the laundromat. You don't mind.
The Bert Show.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier, he sounds sure, but listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Jeff. So yesterday we were started talking about the statistics about how many shoes women have. And the statistics over the course of a lifetime, we found out that women spend $25,000 on shoes and generally have 19 pairs of shoes, I think, in their closet at any time.
Mm-hmm. And the average
was $53 a pair.
Right.
And the number of shoes throughout in a lifetime was what, 259?
No, it was over 400.
419.
Yeah.
So then I started getting all these calls from women saying, you think that's bad? My husband is worse than me. And Jeff started to get all sheepish and shy. And we could tell he was starting to fit into that category right there. So we asked him to go home and count how many shoes he has. Because this dude doesn't wear the same shoes, doesn't seem like, more than one time.
Yeah, when we started talking about this conversation, I mean, we realized that, especially when we, you know, have meetings after the show and everything together, we noticed that, you know, Jeff's got nice shoes, but it is a different pair every day. So the boy must have a lot of shoes.
And then you say that again, but say man.
Well, Bert, you counted your wife Stacy's shoes yesterday and said yeah. She had like 83 pairs. And then Jeff said he may have more than 83 pairs in his closet.
He knew he did at the time.
Oh, what is it? What is everybody looking at me for?
You can admit it.
That's an embarrassing number if you're higher
than 80.
It's not. How high are you?
It's we're not. Waiting on your answers while we're staring at you, Jeffrey.
It's not. It's not. What? Okay, what counts as a shoe?
Everything. What counts as a shoe?
It
everything in there. Sandals.
Is like a $5 pair of Old Navy flip-flops?
Yes.
That's a pair of shoes.
That counts.
Your old dancing shoes, the ballet shoes, everything you have in there.
Those tap shoes.
Okay, now what if there's a box of shoes that are damaged that I was going to take to like a shoe repair place?
Those are your shoes.
It's shoes you wore out, so they count.
Okay.
Are they organized in a closet? Like, I've seen some dudes that have them so organized that they're actually in boxes, like within a container that you can see through. Are there that many?
Oh, come on. I don't even have that.
How are your shoes organized before we get to the number?
Are they in boxes?
I hit it
nice
right on the nose.
Boxes?
You have it that organized.
They're in clear boxes, like from.
Well, unless.
Container store or something.
Yeah.
Wow. You're kidding me.
And how many pairs of shoes are in each container?
Just one. Mm-hmm.
So you preserve every pair of your shoes.
Well, unless, like, some of them are just in their shoe boxes that they were bought in with a picture on the outside.
With a picture
on the outside.
Did Jessica,
so you don't have to open the
did
box
your wife
to
do this organizing for you?
No.
You did it yourself.
Wow. That
you
is worse
you.
Than
did
a
you
woman.
Did you hire a closet organizer to do it for
what
you?
What is wrong with you?
No. Yeah, what is wrong with you, Jen?
Who did it for you?
I did.
Oh, you did it. Yeah. Okay.
That's very crafty of you.
Now,
everybody stop looking at me.
Yeah, are they organized?
Yeah, Jeff hates attention. Everybody leave the room.
I know. Are they organized? Okay, so now that we know they're in containers and they have pictures on the outside so that you know exactly upon
on the
non-see-through
containers.
On the non-see-through containers.
I'm sorry, non-see-through because see-through you can see them. Are they organized by color too?
Like, no.
Oh, that'd be stupid.
That's silly.
What about by season?
No.
By like sneaker, what kind? Like loafers? Boots?
No.
Okay.
You can see right through the container. Why do you have to organize them?
Here's why I'm happy that this is all going down today. Narcissistically, you will never be able to give me a hard time about being a woman ever again. This day is over. Over.
It's
Bert's big break.
So what is the number, Jeff?
90.
Wait, what?
90. 90 pairs of shoes.
Oh, are you lowballing that?
No.
Okay.
It's
you
exact.
Counted 90.
90 pairs of shoes?
Yeah.
Wow.
It might be a little high because I had to count what I have at the lake.
90 pairs of shoes.
How many do you think you have up there?
Like 10 pairs.
So about 100 pairs of shoes.
No, I think I was about
80. Put that in the 90.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing great.
Wow.
Doing well.
What's up?
I was just saying that I have probably at least 70 pairs of shoes, and my girlfriend said, you've definitely got to get rid of some of those, and I've knocked it down to probably about 45.
So what are you doing with 90 pairs of shoes?
Well, I'm definitely going to, there's some that, it was neat, because there's some like, oh, look at those. Forgot about those, but then there's some that are like...
It's like what happened when he made Stacy do it. Yeah. She was like, oh, mm-hmm. I should wear those again, or I should throw out half and then go get new ones.
Right. Yeah, so if you're a person who shops at the, you know, resale store, and you're a 10 and a half or 11,
mm-hmm.
next week's going to be a good week for you.
So you're going to get rid of some of them?
Yeah.
And are you going to... Will you restock the ones that you give? Are you...
You sure?
Yes.
Now, you used to be the type of guy that would wear a pair of kicks or sneakers or whatever.
Yes.
One time.
Three times.
Three times. Because if there's any scuff on them, you'd get rid of them.
Yes.
You still do that?
Yes.
Okay.
But I hardly ever wear tennis shoes.
You're like Mariah Carey, man.
I just don't wear tennis shoes that are dirty. Unless I'm going like,
you can clean them.
Unless I'm working out.
Well, now we know he has 90 pairs of shoes.
Unless I'm running or something like that.
Yeah. How many of those shoes were cross trainers?
Right.
Zero. And did you count your electronics also?
Yeah, that actually wasn't that bad.
How many was that?
That was like a dozen things that were notable. I have a lot of laptops.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And
that's a real first world problem.
I know. Right. 90 Ooh. Pairs of shoes.
Yeah, I got it. I thought
or
it.
Or you're either like a spy or a superhero because if you have all those laptops open in the same room, like together.
You need to hook up with a kid who's going back to school who doesn't have any shoes or any computers and hook them up for the school year.
What, like get him a job or something?
Oh.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I have an ex-boyfriend who has over 300 pairs of shoes.
Wow.
They're all tennis shoes, and they're all in the original boxes. And he buys some of them knowing that he will not ever wear them. He just wants the shoe.
Wow, 300, dude. So there's your Hall of Famer. There's your guy to look up to right there, 300. Yeah, you got a ways to go.
There's an idol, somebody to pray to.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Melissa stinks this morning.
I think it's me. I don't know. I was nervous. But it's not my shirt. Does it smell? Well, because earlier I thought, well, do I smell some of this mildewiness? Oh, watch it be me. Because Kenny and I have had a problem with our washer and dryer. Because, okay, let me just vent for a second.
You got mildew shirt, man.
I think I do.
you're the moist kid.
I'm afraid I'm mildewy today. I'm sorry. But we have front loader washer and dryer. And we can't stand these things. We bought them because we thought they looked cool. We moved into the house. And we just haven't been able to get another pair. And... So anyway, we bought these front loading washer dryers, and so then we had to some mildew issues. So we called the maintenance dude. The maintenance dude said, you know what, it is a common problem with these front loading washer dryers, and that you'd always. And I'm telling you, if you're in the market to get the top loading, never get those front ones.
It's the worst because you could smell it on you way more than anybody else can. Like it's absorbing you, you know. But
I thought about it, and then producer Joanna just came in and said, you know how when you leave your clothes in the washer too long, and I'm like, oh god, it's me. Smell me.
Give her a whiff, Jen. Does she stink?
Is it? It's me, isn't it?
It is.
Like a tiny bit.
Yeah, it's me.
Ooh, I want to smell.
Everyone's
going to
smell Melissa.
I want to
smell Melissa's front-loading washing machine.
I want to smell dewy Melissa.
Yeah, smell
it's
me.
It's just like a little bit off. It's been there a little bit too long.
Smell me.
It's going to be worse when I go to the Braves game today in that heat.
I need to buy a new t-shirt.
That's
going to
be
nasty.
I'm going to buy
a new t-shirt.
I got my Braves shirt on today, and it's mildewy.
Maybe you could send a tweet to at Braves and tell them you're at mildewy and see if they can give you a new at shirt.
Braves, I'm sorry. I'm the smelly.
And you got good seats, too, so all the players are going to smell you as they walk by you.
Braves, I'm sorry that I'm going to be the smelly kid at Turner Field today.
And you're wearing your McCann shirt too, so he's going to be like
Brian McCann. I'm sorry, I'm the smelly kid in your t-shirt today.
Get it, The Burt Show.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles.
The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier, he sounds sure, but listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Later on in the show today, we will spend a lot more time on this Ask Men Great Male Survey. They asked like 10,000 guys or something like that. Went online and took a survey, and they answered all sorts of questions about being dudes and stuff. And some of the answers that we'll talk about later on today are pretty shocking. Let me just run a couple of them that we can chew on right now. It says 4 out of 5 men still believe that they should pay for all dates for the whole relationship or at least until established.
Wow. And at least until it's like girlfriend, boyfriend, I think, or that's what husband,
they're
wife.
I think it's till girlfriend, boyfriend is what they're saying.
I don't think that's anything wrong with that.
Mm-mm. You agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that they were just saying it to be nice, because I don't think 4 out of 5 men feel that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Or do that.
Wow.
Has that been your experience when dating?
I mean, sometimes, yeah. I mean, if I ever offered to go Dutch, it was usually accepted.
Really?
I would have never
Most
accepted
of the time.
That. It's always nice for the woman to offer it. I think that's the proper thing to do. But traditionally, I would have never allowed a woman to pay
on a
date.
I would say it was probably half and half.
So what would you say? You're like, I'll get half of this. And they're like, all right, that's cool.
No, you'd just be like, yeah, can I help or whatever? And they'd be like, okay.
Really?
About half the time, yeah. See, I don't date guys, but my brother.
Oh, I'm surprised by that.
I know.
Even now, my brother won't let me, like, if I'm hanging out with my brother doing anything, there's no way that he's going to let me pay for anything. Like, he's like cute. That old school, he won't let a woman pay for anything.
I would have thought it would have been a major red flag. What's that?
Is that a woman thing, Melissa, or a working radio thing?
What do you mean?
Your brother, he's like, I'll take care of you, Melissa. I know what you do for a living.
He's like, oh, God, Melissa, can you grow up any day?
I was really surprised by that, because I thought that might be a major red flag for a woman.
If he didn't pick up the tab?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not marrying any of those guys.
There
you go.
It could be different. All right.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.